I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, West Virginia's grouse have a constant struggle on the Mountain State landscape. Habitat is just not plentiful for those birds to thrive. But there are projects ongoing trying to change that, at least some. We'll talk a little more about it coming up after this. For the past three or four decades, the grouse numbers in West Virginia have been on the decline from what many may remember. In the 1970s and 80s was a heyday for grouse hunting in our hills, largely because of the timbering practices of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. That created a whole lot of early growth forest in the Mountain State, which is critical to the grouse species. Now, it's been a long time since timber was cut in that volume, and our forests in West Virginia have mostly grown well beyond what's considered good grouse habitat. Linda Ordway is head of the Small Game Projects for the West Virginia DNR and is working to try and change as much of that as she can.
On our WMAs, we've put together a what we call a grouse priority tool to identify areas that management would most benefit rough grouse. And within our state-owned WMAs, that percentage of area in high and medium priority is roughly about 20,000 acres. But on our national forests, we have cooperatives on our national forests and working agreements with the national forests. But our role right now is really working with some of the district forest, district rangers and the wildlife biologists there in trying to work with forest connectivity and not have 40 acres cut here and then clear down the mountainside somewhere else, you got another 20 acres, but really look at managing units of disturbance.
Yeah, like she said, not just any timber operation is going to benefit grouse. She explains there needs to be some thought put into it, and it needs to be thought out and well executed in a patchwork pattern.
If you put a timber sale, a timber cut in the middle of nowhere, the sea of sameness of all these large mature timber areas, songbirds are going to find those in the next year. You're going to have young forest songbirds in that because they're migratory. Most of them are migratory, and they're going to find that. Grouse aren't like that. So the key to grouse management is not large cuts, but large units within a landscape that are in close proximity to one another.
Now, in addition to those issues, she says she needs more cooperation from hunters and their cooperative study program.
And we have a pretty substantial number of people on that list, but we don't get a lot of the hunt logs back, and we really need to have that kind of information in order for us to be able to make knowledgeable science-based determinations.
So if you're on the list, be sure and send that field report back in. It makes a big difference. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that's the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.